Good morning. We're continuing Chayotim, Klal Chaf Dalet, and we're in Simin Yud Tes. And the Chayotim pointed out that Shemaya Tefillah is a bracha kolelus. It's a bracha which allows us to insert requests for other tefillahs as well. Now, the language of Yachol Yispalabo Kol Ma Shetzorich, the reason why he's stressing the word Kol Ma Shetzorich is because the Gemara of Avodah Zarah in the first parak actually suggests that a person should insert in the earlier brachas other requests which are specific to the top of that bracha. So Rashi, for example, points out on that Gemara that if a person has difficulty remembering his learning, so he can be mispalel to have a better ability to remember his learning in the bracha of Chenan Hadoas. If a person has an area that he wants to work on the Duchuva, he can maybe smile to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Bershom should help him to do Tshuva in that area, in the Bakasha of Tshuva. We can be mispalo for Chalam in Rifu'enu, we can mispalo for Parnosa in Birchus HaShonim. Shemaya Tefillah being a Brocha Kolelis, it's a general Brocha, so that a person can ask for any one of his needs. Now, the Chayyot already pointed out, but we do not want to do it in such a way that we're going to lose the opportunity to answer to Kedusha. It's better to sort of add it on at the end of Shemoneh Esrei before Yidur Rotzon, in order to be able to answer Kedusha or Baruch Hu if necessary. Okay, then the Chayyot continues, and he says that, matter of fact, that not only are you allowed to do this, but the person should make these requests. A person should be davening for these things. A person should daven every day on his needs, specifically on his needs and his parnosa. The Torah should remain in his family. That his descendants should be servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, truly true servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo shayim sepsul chas v'shalom bizarai. There should be nobody of his descendants which gets married in a way which is possible. And everything that a person is aware of that they need. This idea of making bakashas beyond the standard nusach of Shemoneh Esrei, we actually have a dichotomy of approach to this. The Sefer Chassidim recommends a person making other requests in Shemoneh Esrei for the simple reason of this way it breaks the potential for anoshim, mitzvah anoshim milumada in tefillah, since we're going to be making bakashas of our very specific personal needs that'll help us to stay focused in our davening and not just say the words by rote. That's number one. Number two, Rabbi Yonatan Eibschitz in Yaros Tavash recommends also making these requests. And he touches on the point that the mitzvah tefillah d'oraisa has to be something which a person feels that they have a need for these things. So these, when we say it in the language of our personal needs, we feel a need for this. So this becomes a tefillah d'oraisa, whereas our tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, as is, many times will not be a tefillah d'oraisa because we're not feeling that need, even though we possibly should. But if we are not feeling that need, when we say the language of the Shemoneh Esrei, we lost the mitzvah d'oraisa element in the Shemoneh Esrei. According to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every day, but according to the Ramban, it's only when you have a need. And according to the Rambam, we pointed out earlier, he also agrees with that point. So you would have an opportunity for two mitzvahs when you have this extra need. Rav Shlomo Zalman points out in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo that these bakashas which we add, we should not add them as a standard nusach because they end up having the potential of becoming milumada just like the regular nusach of Shemoneh Esrei. So a person should pause for a period of time in some of the bakashas and then add them in again as he feels necessary. The Aruch HaShulchan grapples with a different issue that if we add these regularly, we're going to make them into a standard nusach of the tefillah, and that's changing the nusach of the bracha, and that's inappropriate. And the Vilna Gaon has another concern about the idea of making these insertions, which we'll talk about, Beis Hashem, in the next year. Have a good day.